From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. These days, competition reality shows are a dime a dozen, but tomorrow night, one on Fox will stand out for two reasons. First, it features the famous singers Jennifer Lopez and Marc Anthony, whose marriage was breaking up when they filmed the show. And second, it's not new. It's already been on the air as a Spanish-language program. The only change is the subtitles. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco explains.
Superstars Jennifer Lopez and Marc Anthony call it their passion project. Last fall, they joined with concert director Jamie King in traveling through Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean in search of singers, dancers, musicians, and other artists.
This is me being able to really, really ring that bell. Really, really go, I am Latina, and this is who we are.
The result is part reality show, part international talent show called Que Viva, The Chosen.
It's going to be an amazing ride.
The trio discovers fire-breathing dancers, acrobats, musicians with handmade instruments, and soulful singers. In northern Mexico, Anthony meets a group of dancers wearing pointy cowboy boots with extra-long tips like curved cross-country skis.
What is that?
Pues bailamos, es una onda que traemos. Se llama pointy boots.
Dude, they want me to try these on.
That's Marc Anthony weaving seamlessly between Spanish and English. The show Que Viva the Chosen is subtitled in English for Fox and in Spanish for Univision.
That was our big dream in the beginning, and it only made sense, being that Mark and Jennifer, and they speak both languages.
Co-producer Jamie King.
Keeping it authentic was the most important part. So we're not going to recreate something if it's not right. Like if a moment truly happened and it was all in Spanish or in English, we keep that moment. We wouldn't try to recreate that or act in any way, because it is a real docu-journey that we're on.
Hi, Paolo.
Yo quiero audicionar. Soy cantante. Tengo 19 años.
Quiere audicionar?
Sí.
He wants to audition right now.
It wasn't a hard sell to get the competing English and Spanish networks to share programming, says executive producer Michael Herwick.
Que Viva, it's the same show, but they are going to be very different audiences, I think, in some ways. You know, I think it would have been a disservice if we just put it on Univision and people who didn't speak Spanish couldn't watch it.
With network TV's usual primetime Saturday night lineup so uninspired, the multilingual program may not be such a gamble for Fox. In fact, it's a natural for the network that broadcasts American Idol, with Judge Jennifer Lopez and executive producer Simon Fuller, who is also behind Que Viva the Chosen. And this being network television, the producers are counting on audiences tuning in to watch glimpses of J-Lo and Marc Anthony's fiery relationship. In one scene, Lopez bops her estranged husband on the head as he ogles some sexy salsa dancers in Puerto Rico.
I want to be like you when I grow up. That's what I want to see.
What, banging on three girls' butts?
He's the Mac.
Jamie King says the star's banter will no doubt bring viewers.
Just the fun of being in the middle of Jennifer and Mark. We call them the Latin Sonny and Cher, right? So it's humorous at times. And it also can get very heated. I think it's just the nature of their relationship. Whether they were together or apart, I mean, they're both very passionate people.
King has choreographed and directed stage shows for the likes of Madonna, Rihanna, Britney Spears, and the new Cirque du Soleil Michael Jackson Immortal Tour. He says the premise of Que Viva is a lead-up to a Las Vegas spectacular he's producing in April or May, just after this series ends. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.